This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
So, welcome to Dilemmas with Jess Ellis. And today's guest, we have Jazz.
Hiya.
Jasmine. Obviously, I know Jazz through Hollyoaks. When did you leave Hollyoaks?
We're in 2019, aren't we?
Yeah.
May 2018.
So I left September 2018. Yeah. And when did you start?
Oh, why are you asking questions like this? October 2010.
Oh my God. So you were there for 8 years?
I was a baby.
I remember when I first started, I feel like your little like kind of family gang, they'd all gone, hadn't they?
Yeah.
Danny Mack went, James went, even though he came back.
Everyone always comes back.
Yeah, everyone, unless they kill you. Well, I mean, even if they kill you, I'm still waiting for that phone call. Can you be a ghost? Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
At first, I'd have been like, no. Now I'm like, yeah, all right. Thinking of scenarios where Tegan needs to be a ghost. But yeah, we met. You were quite grumpy.
Oh.
Weren't you?
Yeah.
At first.
I'm quite cynical.
But you were young, though. And I'm thinking back on it now, like, all your friends had gone. And you were just like a bit grumpy, but then you'd flowered into a happy person.
I just think I'm like literally that meme that everyone reads, like when I met you, I thought you was a bitch.
Yes, but do you know what? People say that to me. People say that to me as well. And do you know what I feel like? The longer that you're there as well, the more that happens.
Yeah, because you're so used to seeing people come and go as well.
Yeah.
And I hate this because someone said this to me when I first started. They was like, oh, you'll only be here a few months. And so I do think you get used to just seeing people come and go. So you're like, oh, yeah, new person.
Because you're like, on it, and I look back on myself terribly. You know, like if someone come in for like a day or so and I couldn't be asked. Oh. And it's so bad.
It's horrible.
Because I just think, oh, my God, I've been there on dailies or whatever. But you do get to that point where it is your life and you just go, oh, well, I'm not going to see you tomorrow. So because we were like, so I knew you, but we weren't as friendly. Like not in a bad way, but... Then we became more...
Everyone has their little cliques when you first join. You've got the people that you start with.
Yeah.
And they're kind of the people you see your Hollyoaks life with.
Your family, like, until they get killed.
And then all of a sudden they start going and you're there going, shit, I need to be nice.
That is so true.
And you start panicking because you're like, no, I need to make new friends. So I'm going to sit in the green room and chat to
but
you.
I feel like we were always friendly.
Yeah.
But then we went on a few holidays together.
Benidorm.
Dubai.
Dubai, bloody hell, we went to Dubai.
Yeah, for Christmas, we went to Benidorm. How many times did we go Benidorm? Twice.
Twice.
But we all just kind of, like, you said, like, it's weird, isn't it? Everything evolves.
Yeah.
Because then I feel like, towards the end, there was a new person every week. It wasn't like it used to be. You were actually new for a while. So you were the new people. And then you earn your badge and someone else, oh, ignore them, they're fighting or shagging. The dogs, that is. God, dogs. Not Michael. He's gone.
Gone?
Oh, no, he's not gone. Series 2 and he's gone, no. I've still got him. Clinging on. So, obviously, so that was a bit about your Hollyoaks life. So what have you been up to since?
Good question.
Yeah. So, I mean, I hate that question, but I wanted to talk about your sport.
Oh, yeah. So, I can't, to be honest with you, I'd say powerlifting saved my ass.
Really?
Yeah, because I think I had something to focus on. I think you can come out of something where you're constantly wanted. Your phone's going, need you for this, need you for that, need you coming in, someone's called in sick, can you come in at 7:30 tomorrow? Yeah, yeah, and all of a sudden, your phone stops ringing.
Mate, it's horrific.
And you're literally sat there going, oh. So to go from being super busy to sitting at home doing sweet FA.
I mean, I would say for a week it's fun.
Oh, yeah, I had a really nice... Yeah. No, I did have a nice summer, and plus my mum and dad just retired.
Oh, nice.
Mine yes, well. So I had them at home. We'd moved into a new house. We had the dog, so I had a really good summer of just being with my mum and dad and just doing whatever I wanted and not having to worry about going to Chester Zoo and getting a phone call, can you come in?
That is... It is nice at first, isn't it? But then that structure... isn't there, and summer's over.
And all of a sudden it's really cold and everyone's skint.
Yeah.
And you're going, right, so.
And everyone that's not an actor has got a 9-to-5 normal job, so the hours don't suit.
And you're literally, I was getting up, going to the gym and going back to bed. It was getting unhealthy.
Yeah.
Like I'd literally get up, walk my dog, go to the gym, go to bed.
Yeah.
And I just kind of got myself into a bit of a, oh, I don't want to turn the tone down here, but you go into quite a bad place.
Mate,
it's weird.
Honestly, it's hard.
It's weird.
I completely feel you. I'm the same, like, where I'd just be, like, crying.
Yeah.
you we're actors, pray for that freedom, and like, then once you've got it, it's really hard, and you see everyone doing stuff. But you were powerlifting,
yep,
when you were still at Hollyoaks, though,
yes,
weren't you?
So I was just doing that, yeah. And then,
so you're doing competitions, because I remember you used to have to do those weird, like, you'd be like, oh, I can only eat this because of the category, and I was like, oh my god, you have great willpower. I mean, your mum made it all, I think, but I recently seen on Instagram, were you doing something for Great Britain?
Yeah, so I bench pressed for the GB team at the Euros. Which
Shut up.
Yeah, we went to Luxembourg.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It is cool. And I think it's all, I've only just kind of got my head around, oh, it's quite cool.
So does that mean, would you compete for the Olympics?
No, it's not an Olympic sport.
Oh, is it not?
No.
Why?
No. I don't really know.
Do you think it will? Do you think?
I don't know. I feel like there's too many, like,
let's get this trending.
Yeah, make it.
Make it an Olympic sport. So, is that something you can do as a career?
Yeah, I don't think there's much money in it.
No.
Unless you, like, get sponsored by every decent brand going. But yeah. I don't think I'll do it as a career. I just want it as a hobby, to be honest with you. Like, I really enjoy doing it. And I think the moment you have to do it as a job, I think I'd kind of fall out of love with it.
Yeah,
a bit.
Definitely. It's like a side thing.
Yeah, I just enjoy training. I love being in the gym.
It's giving you a great ass.
Oh, thanks.
So, have you listened to this podcast before?
Yes, of course I have.
Oh my God, I love that. I like dread the day when someone's like, no, what is it? So I'm going to have to get you to play Double Dares.
Okay.
I've got a good stomach. Really?
Yeah.
What's your gag reflex like, ladies?
Whoa, whoa, ba-dum, bum.
But yeah, so basically the new rules are that even if it's a bad one, you have to swallow it. I taught you a thing or two, actually.
Oh my god. Figure of eight.
That's another story.
So do you know what I did today? I need to tell you this.
Yeah, tell me.
So I started talking, my work friend Abby, I started talking to her in the porno voice that you used to do.
Oh, did you?
And she was like, what the fuck is this? I was like, oh my god, Jess at work used to talk in this porno voice.
Oh my god, which one was that? Like, you dirty psycho bastard. No, which one?
Oh Danny.
Do you know who I got that off? I got that off May, who's been a guest on this podcast.
Yes!
He always used to be like, oh, Danny, dirty psycho bastard. there we go. There's a bit of my porn voice. So, I'll give you a little lowdown. The green one is like watermelon or snot. Then we've got cola or cat food, rotten milk or tutti frutti. The red one, I think, is strawberry or fresh blood.
Fresh blood?
Yeah, it doesn't taste like fresh blood. It tastes like ass. So,
right, I'm going to close my eyes because I have sniffed a bag.
Yeah, close your eyes. I'll close my eyes and we'll go in. And then on the count of three, we'll chew.
Right, one, two, three.
Cola.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, my God. Yes. What is it?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Show me your mouth.
What is it?
Cat
poop. Is it bad? It tastes like crayons.
Oh my god, well, I mean, that's not too bad.
What, chewing crayons?
We used to do it as a kid. This is Concerned Friend Newcastle.
Oh gosh.
Hi Jess, my best friend has sadly recently come into an inheritance which she hasn't been keeping particularly quiet as she's planning on using it to buy a house. Her ex-boyfriend has found out about it and is now sniffing around again. It's so obvious to all of us why he's back, but she's actually considering meeting him for a drink. How can we get the message through to her that he's only interested in one thing and that actually makes him a pretty disgusting human being without alienating her? Patronising her and being... Like, how do you say that? Like, if baby don't like you, just wants your money.
I think it's so difficult to have that conversation with people whose boyfriends you're not that keen on.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to roll with it. If that's what she needs to do, that's what she needs to do. And you know what? You need to be there and pick up the pieces when it all goes tits up.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that. I told you so business.
No.
I just think...
But do you think you should forewarn, though, do you think?
I don't know. It might make you look... I don't know.
It's really eggy,
I'm just
isn't
a firm
it?
Believer in you've just got to back your mates whatever they want to do.
Me too. Like
100%. If you don't agree with something, maybe say, oh, I don't know.
I would always tell, I would have said, listen, I don't want this to come across the wrong way. I don't know how this looks to you, but
yeah.
You've obviously got this money. You've been talking and he's sniffing around again. It looks funny to me.
Yeah.
And it looks funny to people. What do you think? And if she still says,
And like, you can't fucking drag someone away.
No.
You can't, like, you're not going for a drink with him. People have got to make their own mistakes. But I think you can forewarn someone.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I do agree. Maybe have just a conversation about it. But I do think if that's what she wants to do, you cannot try and stop her from doing it.
No. I mean, if it gets to, like, I think you need to keep an eye on her if it gets to, like, legalities and stuff. Like,
yeah, but she's not going to start putting him on the mortgage, surely.
Yeah, but you don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, people are fucking stupid.
Yeah, come on. You're telling me.
Look at some of the people we know and situations they've got into. Like, come on.
I think
people do silly things when they're in love, when they're blinded by things. I think they do.
Yeah.
They make silly choices. They can't see... when it's not come to like money or stuff, but I've done things in the past where people have maybe been sniffing around for the wrong reasons and my friends, and I've been like, no, you're wrong.
Yeah.
And you do get that mindset. But I guess, like you say, she's got to make that mistake for herself.
Yeah, and I just think if it's her ex, like, they've obviously had a history.
Do you think there's anything in, like, the friends having a little, like, intervention without it looking like one?
I just think it's always going to look like an intervention.
Do you reckon?
The moment you start saying to someone, like, I don't think, isn't it for the right reasons, or...
I've always been quite straight up with my friends.
Yeah.
In times, actually, like, it's back in times when I've not... I should have maybe sat back, but I've just always kind of been like, I think I'd feel bad if they went into it and I didn't warn them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a conversation needs to be had. I think it needs to be over a couple of drinks. I don't think it needs to be like a serious conversation.
And he obviously sounds like a rat.
Yeah. And obviously, like, just ask questions about him. Be like, oh, have you had a conversation? Like,
get some more information.
Act like you're interested in the relationship before you drop the, oh, so now he's sniffing around because you've got a bit of money.
Like, that's so true. Like, play a bit dumb to it. Like, yeah. Oh, when was the last time he did get... Is he not with anyone now? Blah, yeah. blah, blah. Yeah, get some more info.
Be interested in the relationship before you drop the bomb about you being worried.
Yeah.
But also, like, if she's like, oh, yeah, well, we've been chatting for ages, blah, 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 you've just got to back your mate.
Yeah.
Back your mate 100%. And
just
then,
keep an eye on it.
Yeah, and I think the moment you start... slagging off certain people and getting involved.
I think you're right. Like, when you
push
start,
that person away.
Yeah, you start slagging them off. It's almost like the blinkers come on even more for that person. They almost like them even more.
Exactly, because they're like, oh, everyone hates him. I need to make sure this is right.
He's not like that with me.
Exactly. The pressure's on that this needs to go perfectly.
Yeah. And then also...
to show everyone.
So I think I've been in situations before. Sometimes if I feel like my friends feel like that, then I stop talking to them.
Yeah.
And I don't want to tell them when it's fucked up.
Exactly.
You don't want to go, oh, he's done this, because that person be like, well, I did say.
Exactly.
Blah, blah, blah.
Everyone's petrified of the I told you so conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you need to make sure you keep it open with them and that you back their decision, whatever they do.
Like, tread carefully with it and make sure that they still feel like you can talk to them.
Yeah. Definitely.
And maybe say something like that. Say something like, listen, I don't want to be funny. I'm just a bit worried about you. And, you know, if anything happens, please feel free to talk to me. And kind of just leave it at that. Rather than, you're right. I've gone too full guns blazing.
If she's still going ahead with this relationship and she's going for these drinks and she wants to try and make it work, take an interest in the relationship. Ask how they're doing. Ask questions about, don't just stop talking about the relationship because you don't agree with it.
Yeah.
Like, still ask questions to do with the relationship. Because then I think she, because you're still involving yourself, she will involve you if anything does
definitely.
Happen.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel and we produce this podcast.
Do you want a podcast? We'll make it for you, as long as you give us some money.
But not as much as you think. Podcasts are a really cost-effective way to engage with the people that matter to your business the most. Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk and we'd be delighted to talk to you about just how cheap they are.
Don't say cheap, say cost effective.
Just how cost effective they are.
Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk to find out more. Right, back to the episode.
Are you ready for the next dilemma?
Can't wait.
Oh, this is another anonymous man, 23, from Derby. Hi, Jess. My girlfriend has come home recently and said she's not making many friends at her new job. She's a bit shy and, of course, as a boyfriend, I know how wonderful she is as a person.
Cute!
However, she does suffer occasionally with resting bitch face. And I think that might be the problem. How can I tell her this without hurting her feelings?
Oh my God, just tell her.
She must know.
Yeah, like,
you know.
You know
when you've got it.
Yeah, you know. And do you know what? Like, she should probably I don't know. Like,
some people also are just like quite shy or like, I remember like getting notes off new directors and my concentrating face looks like aggressive, I think. But I'm just really listening. And sometimes they'd be like, yeah, is that all right? And I'd be like, no. Like, my face doesn't mean that. Or like, yeah. I used to get in trouble with, like, at drama school when I watch plays and stuff or watch performances or even the TV, my face goes along with it. I'd be like,
yeah, you get proper in there.
Yeah. But then people would be like, did you not like what I just did? But I think...
I've just burped and I could just taste that plumbing thing.
It'll repeat on you for days.
It's disgusting.
I don't think it's a horrible thing. Is that a horrible thing to say to someone?
No, definitely not. I think she probably knows. I think...
God, as well, like, there's so many just try and think memes and stuff. It's like a thing,
yeah,
isn't
like,
it? Like,
how do you make friends? I don't even know how to make friends anymore.
It's hard. Like, do you know why I find it hard? The older I get to make friends. Because I'm quite a silly person, but I don't feel like I can be silly to someone straight away.
Yeah.
So then I've become reserved. It is hard to make friends. I just think if you maybe make more of an effort, like... Just start asking people questions.
Do you want a brew?
Yeah.
Can I make a brew? Just start being brew bitch for a bit.
Yeah.
And then...
I know this may sound not right, but do you think you have to, like, earn your place and your status somewhere? Yeah. Like, I remember starting work and it's a big place with a lot of characters and people that have been there for a long time. And I feel like at first I did sit back and go, where's my role? Where can I slot in?
Yeah.
And you know, no one likes people that are too overfamiliar.
Oh, nothing worse there's than nothing, a really nice person.
There's nothing worse, which is horrible. It's horrible.
I just don't trust really nice people.
I know. I'm
a bit like, what do you want? Where are we going
Michael,
with this?
Michael says this. I can't remember who was saying about it the other day. He was like, she's too nice. I just don't believe it.
Yeah, it is. It's that. You're that nice. You're fake.
So how do you get that brew bitch? Resting bitch face, middle ground.
Oh, yeah, but, like, don't offer a brew every 10 minutes and, like, fall over yourself
when
you've
like,
run out
Steve,
of sugar.
You're two sugars, aren't you?
Yeah, like, don't remember everyone's brews. Like, just...
But I would say everyone likes to be asked questions. Everyone likes to be taken an interest in. So, you know, it's Monday. How was your weekend?
Yeah.
What'd you get up
or
to?
Or if there's a conversation going on that maybe you've got an interest in, just like put a few words in, put your little spin on it, just like...
And I think it's all right to say to her, listen, okay, you know, when you've got a bit of a resting bitch face, we all love you. We know that that's not how you feel, but... Maybe that's what it's come across like. You've been quite shy and quiet and then your face is kind of not reflecting happiness. Yeah. So maybe keep a check on that and also, you know, just try those little tips.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people will hide behind the phone as well.
Yeah.
So if you sat there with resting bitch face and you're on your phone, you look like you don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I remember when I first started Hollyoaks, the first day I left my phone in a taxi and I lost it. And before I could get another one, I had like a Nokia. So when I was in the green room, I couldn't look at my phone because what could I do? They didn't even have Snake on it.
Not even Snake?
No, it was like a £10, it was like a drug dealer's phone. Not that I know what a drug dealer's phone is. Like a dodgy burner phone. But I think that did help me a little bit because I couldn't look at it.
You had to talk to people.
I had to talk, what I was going to look through? My messages from my mum and fucking EE. But I think the question here is, he's saying, what did he say at the end? How can I tell her without hurting her feelings? Like,
I don't think you're going to hurt her feelings.
No.
I think she's your girlfriend. Just have a bit of a chat.
And she's obviously confided in you and gone, I'm not making friends.
Yeah.
But also, I would say, give it time as well.
Yeah.
It doesn't... I know from loads of different jobs, when I first moved to London at drama school, crying to my friends back home. Got no friends. A couple of months in, they would say, what are you up to? I'm with my new friends. Like, it does take time.
Even just, like, put to go out for drinks after work.
Yeah.
Say, oh, let's all go out for a drink on a Friday night.
Or even if like drinks are mentioned and you think, oh God, I feel up, go.
Yeah, 100%
just go. I remember going to a party when I'd not even fully started, just and I didn't want to, but I thought that's the best way to make friends.
Yep. 100%.
Like just be friendly. Tell her that she's got a resting bitch face. She'd be fine about it. It's a funny thing.
Yeah.
Loads of people have got it. And yeah, she just make those little efforts. And if people are still being dicks, then move job. Oh my God.
Oh no, what?
This is good for us.
Oh no.
A dog-loving dude, yes. Swansea.
Oh
Hi, Jess. I know how much you love Bob and Rita. I'm a dog lover too, and I've always had them growing up. My girlfriend, who I've been with for 18 months, has said she categorically never wants to get a dog.
Oh.
She's not allergic or anything. She just doesn't like them. Is that a relationship deal breaker?
100%.
I've never had a quicker answer in my life.
100%. So I'm an animal lover. Like, I've always said, like, I wouldn't have a home without a dog.
Right.
Dogs.
Yeah, because I've never had dogs until Bob and Rita, so I grew up with cats. And because my dad loved them, and I feel like when I was a kid, I maybe would have wanted one, but we just always had cats. And then I got Bob when I was 30, and I was single, and I felt like I needed some responsibility, and they just make you go out and do shit,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, like, yeah. All of a sudden you can't stay out until 7 a.m. because you're like, shit, I've got to get back to the dog.
Yeah, you have to be, and if you're hungover, you have to go, I'm going to have to walk them.
Yeah.
Or like, it just makes you do weekends that are not just getting fucked. Yeah. Like, and then obviously Michael fell in love with Bob and just absolutely loves him. And then we decided to get Rita together. And that's nice as well, to get something together. And also it's great just them to have each other as well.
Yep.
But this is weird, like deal breakers for relationships.
How long have they been together?
18 months.
Oh, it's quite... You're in 18 months. You're in.
Oh, God, yeah. You've passed the 6 months.
Yeah, you're in. So
it's like Hannah Fowler. But why, you don't like dogs or shit?
Why haven't you had a conversation about this sooner?
I know.
Like, if you love dogs that much, how, like, you should have been talking about dogs for a little while.
If you like dogs, right, and someone else doesn't like dogs, they don't get it. So, you know, like when people go, don't understand if you're upset. There's been that thing recently of a girl getting sacked, hasn't there?
What?
From her work because she had a day off when a dog died.
What?
And they sacked her for it.
No, out of that job anyway. But you're better off out of it.
But people don't understand. Do you know what I mean? So he might have talked about dogs. I love dogs. But she's kind of like...
I just think you should have had this conversation a lot sooner. Like,
But it's not like kids though, is it?
I don't know, because some people see dogs as kids. Like, I'm at that phase right now, like, dogs over kids.
Yeah.
Might change, who knows, but right now
it's not one of those conversations where, like, I'm not saying that a dog's not life-changing, but having a baby is a bit different. And I think, yeah, you definitely should have that conversation being with people. I mean, I was trying to see how old he was then, but he's not said how old he was. You know, dating when I was in my 30s, that would have been a conversation that I would have said, like, quite early on,
yeah,
do you want to have kids? Because if that person said no, then that would have been a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
I might not end up having kids, I don't know, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Me and Daisy used to say, and this is awful really, but loads of people agreed with us, I couldn't go out with someone that didn't drink.
No.
Could you?
But I'm not a big drinker.
No, you're not a big drinker, but could you imagine like going on holiday and not being like, oh, let's have a cocktail on the balcony?
No, absolutely not.
Or like, I'm not talking about every weekend, but being like, oh, let's go out for a few.
Yeah, see, I'm not a drinker, but I still couldn't go out with someone.
What other deal breakers would there be for you?
I don't really know until you put me in there.
So like, so
it's
dogs.
Probably dogs.
Dogs,
yeah.
Is one.
Dog is
if
mine.
Someone said to you, Jazz, what if, right, put this in the way, right, you love them so much. They're the best person in the whole entire world. They tick every single box that you've ever wanted. But they don't want dogs. What do you do? Do you leave them?
Oh, I probably wouldn't leave them. All right, maybe that was a bit. I jumped at that one. Probably wouldn't leave them. Probably gonna just turn up with a puppy one day and be like, "Look what I got, bitch!"
Yeah, like,
and then if they want to walk out, sod's law. Like,
I was gonna say, like, is there a compromise? Like,
just turn up with it.
Or, like, is there something you could do where you'd be like, oh, my friend, my sister, my mum or whatever, they've got no one to look after the dog this weekend. We need to look after them.
But
like,
just make sure it's a really fucking dog.
Make sure it's
the best behaved dog in all the land.
It doesn't poo or wee or do anything like that. Yeah.
That's what you need. You need the most best behaved dog. A dog that's like a proper dog that plays fetch, gives you cuddles. Like, none of this, like, Flo. I couldn't give Flo anyone. They'd be like, fuck that. I'm never
really
looking after a dog ever again. She's a little shit.
Is she?
I've created a monster, but that's my doing. Like, she's
what
basically...
What's she like?
She's just a...
She a bitch?
Yeah, but she's just, like, me as a dog. Basically. Me as a dog. So...
Brilliant.
Don't get her own way, backs her head off. Like, it's me as a dog. So my parents now have the pair of us, which is great.
And they're both not moving out anytime soon.
Absolutely not.
So, yeah, I think you can't just...
People will change. I think she might come round to it. I think once you've both got your house, you settle down, you're in a routine.
Or if you have kids, that's a big thing to get pets.
Yeah, just introduce the idea. Maybe get a rescue. So, like, I know this is going to sound awful, but you've not got the puppy stage where you're having to, like, it's pissed all over the carpet, yeah, or it's chewed her nice shoes and she's fuming because she's
You can foster as well, can't you?
Yeah, but you don't want to give it back.
I know, that's true. Or there is a thing called borrowmydoggy.com.
Sorry, what?
Yeah. You know, like, when I didn't have a dog,
yeah,
I'd want to go to a park or whatever, I'd be like, oh, God, I wish I had someone's dog. So it's basically, like, dog walkers for free.
Yeah, but she's not going to want to walk some randomer's dog if she's not into dogs.
Yeah, but that could be the compromise, though. And then she might start to like dogs.
Honestly, I think you've just got to get yourself a little rest. Either turn it with a puppy, or puppies are stressful as hell. So get yourself a dog that's already trained from your local shelter, adopt-don't-shop.
There we go. She's got it in there.
And so you've got this, and even an older dog. So you're introducing like an 8-9-year-old dog. It's not got like 12 years ahead of you. It's not a commitment like that. You've probably got 4 or 5 years out of it best.
Yeah.
So you're not committed to like...
And also what I would add is that what we're saying about people taking it seriously, like, make it known to her.
Yeah.
Say, listen, like, I love you and love everything, but seriously, like, a dog is part of my life. It's been part of my childhood. And I'm being serious. I can understand that you don't want one, but we have to come to some sort of compromise somewhere. Otherwise, like, I don't see the rest of my life without a dog.
Yeah.
And I don't mean right now, because we might not even live together or anything like that. But, or if you don't live together, just get one. And then when you move in.
Yep, dog comes with you.
Yeah. The dog
there
comes
with you. There it is.
But we've solved it for you. Get a dog while you don't live together. If you do live together, just turn up with one. So, Jasmine Franks.
Oh, I'm sad it's come to an end.
I know. Thank you so much for joining us on Dilemmas with Jess Ellis, Series 2.
I know. I'm so glad you bloody asked me. It's about time.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I was like, I need to get Jazz on because she'll be straight up. She'll be honest. She'll give us the lols. And she went for an extra sweet, which I'm... Do you know what I think it is, though, as well? Because you like sweets.
Do you know, like, I am obsessed with sweets. And I think it was just because it was a nice little turquoise. It was just staring at me as
well. Well, it gives us... I've got a video of that, so I will be putting that on the socials.
Sound good.
Also, as always, please remember, subscribe, rate and review. And we'll see you next time.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Newsjacking with Dan and Katie.
Hello, my name's Dan.
Hiya, I'm Katie.
And we are back with our brand new podcast, Newsjacking. Is that what we're calling it?
That's what we're going with, yeah. Not to be mistaken for news jerking.
No, we did talk about news jerking, didn't we?
Posh Ben, the producer, can you confirm the name of our podcast? Is it Newsjacking or News Jerking?
No, we're going Newsjacking.
Okay. Better cancel those T-shirts I got ordered then.
We should probably explain what newsjacking is.
Yeah, what is newsjacking anyway?
Siri, what's newsjacking?
Newsjacking. The practice of taking advantage of current events or news stories as a way of promoting or advertising your own product or brand.
So essentially what you're saying is we're talking about other people's news as a way of drawing attention to our own new podcast.
Basically, yeah. It's shameless, but it's I'm hoping it will be effective.
So that's News Jerking with Dan and Katie. It's going to be started...
Jacking.
That's News Jacking with Dan and Katie. Yeah. You can find us now in your podcast app.
News Jacking with Dan and Katie. Follow them on Twitter and Instagram @DanandKatie.